the book Hebrews, part 279. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahshua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. So to require any information about the books which are written, or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one that was written in 1860 by Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's a plus 27 international code for South Africa, and the number is 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the other studies that we are busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure you keep a 1611 King James Bible pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege to study the Word, to study the Word. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. Now we're going to continue. I just want to say, so faith is something that we know about, but you can't touch it. You see it. You can see when people is functioning in faith. By faith, Noah, being warned of Yahweh of the things not seen as yet. What was the things that he did not see yet? Rain. Noah are warned by Yahweh Almighty that the earth is going to be flooded with rain falling out of heaven. Now I've discussed this before in another teaching where I said in the time of Noah, up till that stage, there was never a drop of water fell out of heaven called rain. It was the mist and the fog that made the plants wet. And that's how it grew. And that's why when Noah was preaching about the rain coming out of heaven, thunder and storm clouds, and they didn't know what he was talking about. They laughed at him. They thought he was crazy. Building a big ship called the Ark. That was more mind-boggling. By faith, Noah being warned of Yahweh Almighty, of things not seen yet, they don't know what it is. Rain. Now when we as the bride of Yahshua, in the time that we are living in, is warning people about the coming of Yahshua. The coming is the parousia in Greek. We is coming with the angels. And the bride says in 1 Corinthians, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 27 to 58, in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, we will be changed from an earthly body into a heavenly body, from flesh into spirit, leaving this earth, going with Yahshua. On the end of Revelation 3, verse 22, the end of the time of the grace, the end of grace, the dispensation of grace. When you talk to people about this, they stare at you with big eyes like that. Because for ages, these things were avoided. In churches, in Bible college, universities, I can remember seldom ever that my pastor preached from the book of Revelation. And one of the times that he preached about the book of Revelation, he said that the book of Revelation was a sealed book. You're not to go there. And then in Revelation 22 verse 10, Yahweh instructed the angels not to seal the book of Revelation. And it happened that I read that scripture, and when I went back to my pastor and I asked him about it, he says, I must not bother about that. I must just believe what he told me. I said, but the Bible says. Yeah, but I say as the pastor and you do as I say. And that was the mentality of the church for many, many, many years. Where that type of authority comes from? It comes from the Roman Catholic Church, where the authority was given unto the priest system. If there is no priestly system in the Catholic Church, there is no Catholic Church. Because the priest is the representative of the Pope. And Pope is God represented on earth. The Pontifex Maximus, or called the Vicars of Christ, that's how we call him. So on the end of the day, when we talk about a coming, that's going to happen. And then we don't stop there. We go further with the book of Revelation. After 7 years and 105 days, the coming is here. When the bride is taken out, the dispensation of grace came to an end. Why? There's no Ruach HaKodesh. There's no Holy Spirit. The door's been closed. The bride is in heaven. 7 years and 105 days later, Yahshua's coming back to earth, but not with angels. He's coming with a bride that's been parousia, that's been drawn away when he came. 7 years and 105 days later, he's coming back when he's going to put his foot on Mount Olives. And that is where one third of Israel, the nation of Israel, one third, the remnant, the elect, will be saved. And with him, that's when he comes on the white horse. Revelation 19 verse 7 to 11. And there where he's coming on the white horse, with him is a multitude on white horses. Who are they? It's not angels. It's the bride that's been drawn away at the coming, the parousia of Yahshua. 7 years and 105 days later, is coming back with him. When one third of Israel is going to be raptured, the word raptured, which is arpachu in Greek, it's going to occur there. It's got nothing to do with the church. It's got nothing to do with the bride. It's not got nothing to do with you and me. Only one third of Israel. And seconds after they were changed from an earthly body into a glorified body, the remnant, the one third of Israel, the battle of Armageddon will start. Revelation 20 verse 8. Yahweh will just send the fires from heaven and the earth will be dissolved. So when we talk about these things, we talk about the seven seals. We talk about the seven veils in the book of Revelation. And that's why this Revelation study is so very, 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 very important. Because there I'm dealing with you things throughout the eschatology, which is my study field for the last 59 years. So I think I must surely know something about eschatology. Well, I've written different books, thick books, A4 and A5 books, numerous of them, about the end time, book of Revelation, Antichrist system, one world order, cashless society, one money system, one world religion, all those things, which is eschatology. And when we talk about these things to people, they look to you with eyes this size. When they go back to their pastors or reverends with questions, then they will tell them, just don't go further with that study. That's half crazy professor. Just leave it. You can call me what you like, but I preach the truth according to the Revelation word. So that is faith. They didn't believe Noah is going to rain because they didn't have a clue what rain was. And today one of the biggest problems is when we come to the Revelation and connect it with faith. the things that's got to happen in the book of Revelation and the end time. When you talk about that, to connect the points, you need faith to believe it. You need to put faith into action. It's no use that you have a whole studio full of faith and you can't put it into action. You know, and sometimes we, when we operate in faith, we do make small mistakes. And we are entitled to do it. And that's why Yahshua has given us the Ruach HaKodesh to guide and lead us. So when it happens that we make a small mistake, we don't stumble and fall. No, we carry on. We take a bump here and there, but we carry on. We will not go and sit and cry in sorrow and just sit there. No. We shall stand up and we will continue, knowing not to make the same mistake. So coming back to this faith that Noah had, Noah trust Yahweh that he will send rain, although Noah himself has never seen rain. Father hasn't sent a little bit of rain to the province where he was, just for Noah, just to see what rain looks like, so he can have a better idea to talk about it. No, it was a question and a matter of faith. He believed faith, Yahweh. This earth is going to be flooded with rain. How can dew flood the earth? How can fog flood the earth? Because that was the mentality of the people, which have never in their lives before see rain. He says here, by faith Noah, being warned of Yahweh of things not seen as yet, it was rain, moved with fear. It's not fear like being scared. That fear is trusting Yahweh. Faith turned into action. That's not fear. He moved with fear. That fear is something that you fear. Your car, the brakes will fail and you will run in front of a train crossing. That's fear. But this is faith. He moved in faith, cutting the first planks. Start building the frame of the ark, cladding the ark, making the divisions and compartments. That's faith. He was moving in faith. What do we need today, need to do this morning and this day? We need to move in faith in this day. If you've never tried faith, today is the day that you will have to start moving in faith. And I showed it before, it's like having my eyes on my end goal, getting up in the morning, commitment, completion, commitment, completion, commitment, completion. My eyes, this is faith, commitment, in faith we are moving today, believing Yahweh for things that we've never seen before, for things we never had. I'm not preaching prosperity, I'm preaching about faith. Maybe you've never laid your hands on somebody that's sick. Try it. That's faith. Lay your hands on the person and pray in the name of Yahshua, not in the name of Jesus. And then when you finish, you say amen. The moment you say amen, first using the name Jesus, it's a Baal name. It's a Catholic created sun god, which is just over 600 years old. It's not his name. His name was Yahshua. I did explain it already in the study. It's believing faith, operating in faith. Prepare the ark to the saving of the house. Listen, of this not seen as yet, move with fear. So from this morning onwards, we need to move in not fear, in faith. Operating in the things that we have not seen, as if we've seen it. Operate in the things that we have never touched before, as if we are touching it right now. That is faith. That's faith. That's what Yahweh wants from us. So let's do something different today. Trust Yahweh. for the things which never did before. And this be a blessing unto the kingdom of Jaffa and Jaffashua. Now tomorrow morning I'm going to continue with the scripture. We are not finished. Maranatha, Jaffashua is coming back again. Hallelujah.